理课堂听 class.com。
Now, get ready to listen to a conversation between classmates. They are talking about a lecture.
Teresa, where have you been? I didn't see you in 20th century history this morning.
I had a doctor's appointment, so I had to skip class.
Nothing serious, I hope.
No, not serious, just painful. I fell in phys ed class yesterday and twisted my shoulder. The doctor said it'll be fine in a week or two.
Well, you missed one of Professor Moore's better lectures. He talked about early radio.
That does sound interesting. Can you fill me in?
Apparently, in the days before TV, radio fulfilled an entertainment function that was much wider than it is today.
All we get from the radio now is a little news and some music.
That's right. But according to Professor Moore, it wasn't always this way. Back in the 30s and 40s, they had radio dramas.
You mean storytelling over the radio? I'm not sure I follow you.
These dramas had whole casts of professional actors reading the different roles, live orchestras to provide the music, and even their own primitive version of special effects, all in audio, of course.
It sounds like they went to an awful lot of trouble to make these shows realistic.
And they succeeded. Have you ever heard of The War of the Worlds?
Isn't that an old science fiction movie about an invasion from Mars?
Yes, but before it was made into a movie, it was a radio drama. It was first broadcast in the 30s and was made to sound like a news report. The listeners weren't told that it wasn't real, and it created a public panic.
I can hardly imagine something like that happening today.
People are probably a bit more skeptical now than they were 70 years ago.But still, if TV and modern special effects were used, I bet the same thing would happen.
It's a little scary to imagine how easily we can be deceived by the media.
That's exactly what Professor Moore said.
Question number 16.
Why wasn't the woman able to attend her history class?
Question number 17.
According to the conversation, what is the main difference between radio today and radio in the 30s and 40s?
Question number 18.
What did the man use the example of the War of the Worlds to illustrate?